Yesterday we discussed verse 89. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. The day we shall raise from every group a witness amongst them, rather a witness against them from among themselves. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاء. And we shall bring you as a witness against these people. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبِيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We send down to you the book as an exposition of everything. وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And a guidance and a mercy and a glad tiding for those who submit. I explained yesterday that every Nabi will testify against his own people in terms of who followed and who didn't follow his guidance and his instructions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do the same in regards to this ummah. And according to some scholars, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would testify on behalf of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam as well, because he has been given knowledge as to what transpired in their times. Then the second part of this verse, Allah says that the Quran is tibyanan likulli shay, an exposition of everything, meaning it contains complete and clear explanation for all the sciences and guidance, the principles of religion. It doesn't mean every single detail will be found in the Quran. What it means is all the fundamental principles are there. If you don't find something in the Quran has created a framework that you then go to the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You then go to the scholars and the ijma and the consensus of the scholars. When it comes to non-religious matters, you look at what the experts have to say. So the Quran has given you the framework, the fundamentals, the principles of success for both in this world as well as in the year after. That brings us to the end of Ruku 12, and the third quarter of the 14th Juz. We now commence with verse number 90, which is the first verse of Ruku number 13, which is now also the first verse of the fourth quarter of the 14th Para. It's a very famous verse of the Quran, which we hear every Friday in the khutbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah enjoins justice, the doing of good and giving to one's kinsfolk. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي. And Allah forbids indecency, all that runs counter to reason, and from rebellion. يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. He admonishes you so that you may take heed. Three things Allah enjoins, Allah instructs, and three things Allah prohibits. So, there's a bit of detail before we can get into the actual discussion on the verse. The scholars write that in the previous verse, the Quran is referred to as tibyanan li kulli shay, an exposition of everything. This verse is an example of that, where Allah is laying down key principles. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Allah has combined the exposition of every good and every evil in this verse, in the three instructions and the three prohibitions, because there's no belief, character, intention, deed or transaction that is not covered in either these instructions or prohibitions. Some ulama say that if no other verse of the Quran was revealed, the present verse alone would be sufficient. And perhaps it is for that reason that Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi started reciting this verse towards the end of his Friday sermon, his Friday khutbah. Now, if you look at the three instructions and the three prohibitions, entire books could be written. But suffice to say, it is perhaps the most comprehensive verse of the Quran. This is mentioned in Ma'riful Quran. There was a Sahabi, an interesting story mentioned in Ma'riful Quran by Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, about the Sahabi Akhtam ibn Sayfi, who was a leader of his tribe. And he wanted to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inquire more about Islam. And his people told him, no, you as the leader, you should not go first. You know, send a delegation. So when the delegation came, they were told to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two things. What is your name? And what do you say? What do you preach? What do you advocate? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to his name, he just said, I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah. When they came back and they told Akhtam that this was the response, he was impressed. He said, we have done our research, we know he's a man of noble lineage, but he didn't drag out the matter by talking about what great ancestry he comes from. He just simply gave his name, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Then, in as far as the second question, what do you preach? What do you advocate? What are you calling us to? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse. And when he heard this verse, he was so impressed that led to him and his entire tribe accepting Islam. There are other incidents that also have been mentioned in the books of Tafasir with regards to this verse. Uthman ibn Mad'un radiallahu anh says, I initially accepted Islam because a number of people accepted Islam. But when Islam really settled in my heart was when I heard this verse being revealed being shared with to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other one or two incidents that I will share with you tomorrow, inshallah. And then we'll go into the discussion pertaining to the verse itself, the three instructions and the three prohibitions.